the devil's advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
And we are back for the final minutes of the Devil's Advocates radio program on this wonderful Friday afternoon in America. And what better way to conclude our discussion this afternoon of everything, Mike, from religion to abortion to guns to Ukraine to your favorite topic, Merrick Garland, than to invite and have you join us. Mike Crude is joining us right now from the studio in Madison. Mike, good to see you as always.
Well, great to see you, James Santel. Thank you so much, man. Sitting in the... in the big seat today, big shoes to fill, and you did so admirably.
Huge shoes to fill, and we'll see about whether or not it's all that admirable.
Well, I've been listening. I had some work to get done today, but just for the record, we're not done yet, man. We got Dominic joining down in the Waukesha studios. We've got Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel Maggie Dawn joining in the Waukesha studios. But, Jim, you filled in admirably, but... Here's something I wonder. Do you sleep with the Mueller report under your pillow, big guy?
I probably should if I don't, but I do have it here in the studio just in case we want to do any dramatic readings from it, Mike, just in case. I know Brian's got his own copy here as well.
And well, leave your copy on the chair so Dom can sit on it and reach the microphone.
Right, exactly. I do remember that day very well. Very well, down in the Brady Street studio about 3 years ago when we were pulling up together and reading through it, quite literally on air in real time, trying to figure out what it said, plainly because our then attorney general had misdescribed, frankly lied to us about what it said.
So sure.
not a happy day in American history, but coming to an end
well,
fairly soon.
But, I mean, and that is not a literal crime, probably a literal crime, but it's a crime that nothing... ever came forth. We never saw the unredacted Mueller report, not we, the American people. But Jim, there's such clear evidence in the public record of the January 6th crime and the multi-pronged attacks. And I mean, we're seeing new attacks each and every day. Got to ask you about the Mike Lee, and perhaps you talked about that and I missed it. But Mike Lee and others, new text to Mark Meadows, the chief of staff to President Donald Trump. And you know, they were right in on it. They were fighting this fight. They were trying to find justification, and they weren't perhaps in the same school of thought. They didn't believe the linchpin was pressuring Mike Pence, but they certainly had their own, you know, plots afoot. Jim, does it matter that sort of at the last they said, well, you know, maybe it's not going to work. Maybe we should pull the plug. And they didn't vote for it in the same way. But there were a lot of Republicans that did, Jim. What were your thoughts on the newest reporting on Mike Lee?
Yeah, an awful lot of very interesting things. Again, as the committee continues to produce some of this information, either through leaks or directly, we find out about all these communications. Mike Lee is one of many that we know well. Lots of communications, notwithstanding the news last week that we've got about 7.5 hours of missing telephone records between the president and presumably others that he was speaking to. All of that further fills in the story about who knew what the purpose of it was. And I go back to the conversation, Mike, that you and I have always had, which is, what is conspiracy? What is a conspiracy? It's an agreement between two people. It's an agreement that you will do something, I will do something, and we're going to accomplish some sort of criminal end. If that criminal end, that purpose that Mike Lee and others articulated was in fact the overthrow of the government, or at least the attempt to undermine the process of it, something as constitutional as the counting of electoral votes that's going to happen literally within minutes or hours or days before after these conversations are happening, even those conversations that follow those events, all of that can be used to support the notion that particular individuals did in fact agree. They did in fact enter into an understanding, a contract, if you will, to further that criminal end. And it may well be that the House Committee, the House Select Committee, when it puts the Mike Lee piece together with, you know, we've got more information about, obviously, Donald Trump Jr. obviously having connections, communications with Mark Meadows. All of those things ultimately describing a group of people talking about committing what should be viewed. I think the Department of Justice would certainly view it as a crime involving the overthrow of the government. And that's why these things are so important. Bit by bit, they come out. We don't yet have the full story. A prosecution of one or more of them, whether they're sitting members of Congress, whether it's the former president of the United States of America, would also disclose an awful lot of that in open space in the public domain of a federal criminal trial.
Jim, at the Washington Post, the other I didn't immediately remember. I didn't prep for this show today, but read a couple of headlines, wanted to throw them out there. Rep. Chip Roy, Republican from Texas, he was the other one. The texts being obtained were his and Senator Mike Lee. But Roy sort of had a reckoning, had a change of heart at the end, or at least didn't think there was any evidence to advance these things. And pointed out, you know, it was pointed out a couple times, at least in the text interchanges. You know, the Sidney Powell, the Dominion software accusations being leveled were really opening the president up to liability. And they think he's a rich man. So any thoughts on that, Jim?
Absolutely. And so a couple of thoughts on that. One is, it sort of goes back to your earlier comment as well. You can't sort of put your toe in and then pull it back out, right?
Would it be mitigating, though, if I had regrets during the course of the conspiracy, like I conspired, but then I changed my mind, Jim?
Right.
Is that going to get me less time in prison?
And Professor Kruth, there's a concept. It's called withdrawal, right? If during the course of the conspiracy, I say, you know what, I'm getting cold feet. I do want to pull my toe out of this bad lake, whatever the analogy would be, whatever the metaphor might be. You can withdraw from a conspiracy if you make it very clear you're doing that. You no longer want to be associated with this. The statements have got to be just as clear as they are when you enter into that conspiracy. And so that could also be a mitigating factor if, in fact, somebody is charged with being involved in the conspiracy. It doesn't mean they weren't a part of it before. You don't forgive everybody just because they decided, hey, this is not something I want to go down a road with you on. But it can, in fact, be a factor to determine whether or not you prosecute that person. It may reflect on their intent in the first place. And it certainly reflects on overall, the extent to which this effort was truly a legitimate in the minds of the people who are advocating it. Someone who is again, a likely. Like
was it legitimate, Jim? Setting aside their thoughts, was it legitimate? Of course it wasn't.
Of course it wasn't, right? And so what you have to prove in court is that they knew that. And that's why these most recent documents, these recent communications that you're talking about, underscore that and make that much, much clearer than it was before.
Professor Santel, class dismissed, man. You're off for the Easter holiday weekend, man. I hope you have a great Easter weekend. And thanks for stepping up. I had some tax prep stuff to do that had to get done today. So your kind assistance allowed that to happen.
Always a pleasure, Mike. Good to be with you and Brian and everyone else here. And looking forward to our next time together.
Well, I'm looking forward to cocktailing my way through the happy hour with Dominic and Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel Maggie Dodd. Hope you're looking forward to a good time. It's Friday afternoon. Let's have one. Come back with us. Dom, Maggie, Dawn, Crudy, Fancy Brian. Maybe they'll even say hi to James Santel.
I am the chosen one.
I'm not certain I agree with your characterizations.
Nobody likes me.
Generally, that is accurate.
I had to beat off the phony Mueller report.
I'm not going to talk about that.